Proverbs 20 from the Message, deep water in the heart. Wine makes you mean, beer makes you quarrelsome. A staggering drunk is not much fun. Quick-tempered leaders are like mad dogs. Cross them and they bite your head off. It's a mark of good character to avert quarrels, but fools love to pick fights. A farmer too lazy to plant in the spring has nothing to harvest in the fall. Knowing what is right is like deep water in the heart. A wise person draws from the well within. Lots of people claim to be loyal and loving, but where on earth can you find one? Good, loyal people living honest lives make it much easier for their children. Leaders who know their business and care keep a sharp eye out for the shoddy and cheap. For who among us can be trusted to be always diligent and honest? Switching price tags and padding the expense account are two things God hates. Young people eventually reveal by their actions if their motives are on the up and up. Drinking from the chalice of knowledge. Ears that hear and eyes that see. We get our basic equipment from God. Don't be too fond of sleep. You'll end up in the poorhouse. Wake up and get up and there'll be food on the table. The shopper says, "That's junk. I'll take it off your hands." Then goes off boasting of the bargain. Drinking from the beautiful chalice of knowledge is better than adorning yourself with gold and rare gems. Hold tight to collateral on any loan to a stranger. Beware of accepting what a transient has pawned. Stolen bread tastes sweet, but soon your mouth is full of gravel. From your purpose by asking for counsel, then carry it out using all the help you can get. Gossips can't keep secrets, so never confide in blabbermouths. Anyone who curses father or mother extinguishes light and exists benign, benighted. The very steps we take. A bonanza at the beginning is no guarantee of blessing at the end. Don't ever say, "I'll get you for that." Wait for God. He'll settle the score. God hates cheating in the marketplace. Rigid scales are an outrage. The very steps we take come from God. Otherwise, how would we know where we're going? An impulsive bow is a trap. Later, you'll wish you could get out of it. After careful scrutiny, a wise leader makes a clean sweep of rebels and dolts. God is in charge of human life, watching and examining us inside and out. Love and truth form a good leader. Sound leadership is founded on loving integrity. Youth may be admired for vigor, but gray hair gives prestige to old age. A good thrashing purges evil. Punishment goes deep within us.
So just start off with this thought this morning, or this theme of deep and shallow. Verse 3 says, it's a mark of good character to avert quarrels, but fools love to pick fights. And what we have from Jesus in the Sermon of the Mount, and what's called the Beatitudes, one of those Beatitudes says, blessed are the peacemakers. So it's a mark of good character to avert quarrels. And Jesus said, blessed are those who are the peacemakers. Being a peacemaker is not a sign of weakness, but actually a sign of wisdom. It's easy to start a fight. Anyone can start a fight. Don't have to be clever. We can start fights with our words, and we can start fights with our fists. But it takes strength of character and wisdom to avert quarrels. We need to have that good character that we don't stir up trouble, but we bring peace to where there is trouble. And so the question is this morning, deep or shallow waters? Verse 5 says, this lovely picture again here, knowing what is right is like deep water in the heart. A wise person draws from the well within. Vincent van Gogh said this, the heart of man is very much like the sea. It has its storms, it has its tides, and in its depth, it has its pearls too. It has its pearls too. And we need to be of a character and of a people where there is a depth of heart that is deep, and we can bring from that well the wisdom and understanding that's needed for people who are quite troubled at this time. Already Proverbs has spoken a lot about the heart. Proverbs 3 and verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. And this is that deepening of our capacity to take on God's wisdom, to take on God's love. So in that sense, our spiritual growth, as pictured in Proverbs 20, is like a well that gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And as we mature in God, there's just more to draw from. You know as well as I do, life is very complicated these days. It's not straightforward, and never so more than the times that we face and will be facing. Very, very complicated. And we need to have deep wells that we can draw from, that wisdom and that understanding and the purposes that God would have for us as individuals, as a church, and as a nation. So the question is this morning, what is the depth of my resources that I can draw from? Now, in financial terms, we can get a bank statement. We know what our resources are. We know how deep our financial well is. And for some, it's incredibly deep. And for others, that financial well is shallow. And so you have to live accordingly. But within that spiritual well, then we can dig deep and deep and deep and go on deeper. And out of that comes the richness of God in our lives, which then touches others. Verse 12 talks about what we hear and what our eyes see. What do you hear and what do you see? That obviously depends on where we look and what we listen to. And again, Proverbs says a lot about what we should and shouldn't listen to. Proverbs 16:27 says, mean people spread mean gossip. Listening to gossip is like eating cheap candy, Proverbs 18. And gossips in this particular chapter, actually chapter 20, verse 19, it says, gossips can't keep secrets, so never confined in blabbermouths. I do like the language of the Message, actually. It's quite simple, quite straightforward. What do we listen to? It's important that we listen to good, healthy conversations. Conversations that build us up, not critical conversation. Jesus said in John 5 and verse 19 and 20, Jesus explained himself at length. I'm telling you this straight. The Son of Man can't independently do a thing, only what he sees the Father doing. What the Father does, the Son does. The Father loves the Son and includes him in everything he is doing. And so Jesus says, you know, the things I do is what I see the Father do. The things I say are what I hear the Father say. And it's quite interesting, particularly now with our grandchildren. Obviously, we had it with our children as well, that their first words are really repetitive, and they repeat what we say. They can't get it right at first, and it can be quite funny, but their first words are repeating what Mum and Dad says. And there's that sense with the deep well that we have into the situations of life. With God's wisdom, we hear and we see what God is doing, and we follow that. If we just keep listening to stuff that we shouldn't be listening to, negative stuff, that's what we'll speak out. But if we're listening to things that build us up, as the Bible says, that's what we will speak out into the lives of people. And so we need to be careful about what we look at. We need to be careful about what we listen to. And just to add one in there, we need to be careful where we drink from. We need to be careful where we drink from. Verse 1 says, wine makes you mean, beer makes you quarrelsome, and a staggering drunk is not much fun. But verse 15 says, drink from the beautiful chalice of knowledge. And that's better than adorning yourself with gold and rare gems. Now, the Bible never teaches that that drink is wrong, but it does say that we need to drink in moderation. And God isn't a killjoy. God wants us to enjoy his creation. But excessive drink has caused so much pain in this world that we just need to be wise as to the levels that we consume. And when I say I'm talking personally, what I mean by that is, having lost a close relative to drink, I've seen the pain firsthand, and I felt the pain that excessive drinking can have. Not everybody goes through tragedy, but there's a lot of families who have been torn apart through drink. And so what Solomon is saying here, be careful where you drink from. Drink from the chalice of knowledge, God's knowledge, that will help us enjoy life far better than getting drunk on the beer of this world. And just a challenge to close with, and again, this is quite a big challenge, and it can hit us in various ways. And it comes down towards the end, in verse 22. Don't ever say, I'll get you for that. Wait for God. He'll settle the score. You know, when we've been hurt, and if somebody's hurt us or hurt somebody in our family, our first reaction is to want to get even. And we can do that with words. We can do it with actions. But Solomon says here, don't ever say, I'll get you for that. Wait for God. He will settle the score. It's better for God to settle the score than for us to take it in our own hands. Where would you and I be if God said to us, I'll get you for that? We might say, can I get you, get me for what? What have I ever done to you, God? Well, God might say, well, actually, you nailed my son to a cross. That's what you've done to me. And sometimes we can say, oh, you don't know the pain that these people have caused me. You don't know the hurt that they've caused my family. But God does. Because we, as Christians, but in our sinful state, we nailed the Son of God to the cross. But God doesn't say, I'll get you for that. God says, I'll forgive you. I'll set you free. Don't ever say, I'll get you for that. Wait for God. Let him settle the score.